I was scared.
That's similar to when Ronnie the Dancer sent me that video he made that I gave him a song for.
Yes.
Yeah. 2 a.m. on a Sunday. I was pretty much like jumping up and down in my bed. It was pretty good. But that's a story for another time. That's on our reminisce episode.
Yeah.
A reminisce.
Troy.
What do you got to talk about? I'm going to talk about, when is the long weekend? Is it on the 10th? Is that like the Saturday?
Let me pull up iCal.
Whatever. Thanksgiving long weekend. I'm playing at the Met. We're doing that. We're doing at it again, which was cool. Really fun last time. Lots of white boy rock jumping up and down and some good stuff.
I'm playing on the same night, not to be like that guy, but
no,
it's
No. I mean, we're like the two, the twin towers of long weekend party there.
Yeah.
I mean, yours is a bit taller than the Met. There's a few more people inside, but
they're both like pretty fun and pretty banging. There's like regularly when I play at the Lamp, like, yes, it's playing at the Lamplighter, but there's like 300 kids just like wiling out.
Yeah, I mean, if you're into Brandman 3000, who like most people should be, then you're gonna have a good time.
It's just for getting drunk. It's like, what do you want to hear when you're just drunk?
Yeah.
And you play on a hockey team.
And you play single A hockey.
Yeah, you play single A hockey. You can't body check yet.
Oh, interesting.
Bantam. Shouts out to Bantam League.
Funny known fact.
Yes.
Little known fact. I used to live in Regina, Saskatchewan. Mm-hmm. You learn to hit an atom in Regina, Saskatchewan.
Really?
Yeah, which is like, I don't know, you'd be 11 and 12.
That was way before here.
Yeah. I had to play 2 years of non-contact here when I moved.
Yeah.
And I would every year get the most penalty minutes in the league because I'm just used to hitting.
Yeah.
I was like bred to smash. And anyways, whatever. It's funny because it's not funny. It's not a funny story.
Did you just say you're bred to smash?
Well, in Saskatchewan, they breed you. They like literally, they put you on either end of the blue line. They put a puck in the middle and the drill is to hit each other, like skate as fast as you can, hit each other, take the puck, shoot on the goalie. We do that for half the practice.
That reminds me of rugby drills.
Exactly.
Except minus the puck.
Yeah.
They like line you up and they're like, okay, guys, tackle each other. And you're
10-year-olds, do it.
Let's do this.
So anyways, if you guys have any stories about being bred to smash, give us a call at 604-822-2487. Speaking of being, well, talk about the ginger thing coming up on Friday.
So yeah, I don't know if you guys know, but I'm about to tell you, Trevor Risco has a new night at Ginger, and it's been like happening, but slowly building up. But this Friday is the grand opening of it, so it's gonna be really big. There's a bunch of DJs who are gonna play, and we're just gonna blow it out. Everyone's gonna bring their friends down. We're apparently all gonna have drink tabs, so
nice.
I'm just gonna be like drunk and playing music, and I probably will play just exactly what I want to play.
Yeah, and Ginger's a great spot.
It is.
Most of you probably don't know that, but it is a great place to have a party. So go down. I'll be there. I'll be fucking around with Zia's equipment while he's trying to DJ and stuff. And
will you be repping hard?
Probably repping fairly hard.
Will you be like informing ladies that you're bred to smash?
I'll be like, I'm born to smash. But speaking of born to smash, I'm gonna play some music now. Unless you have something else you want to rant about, Zia.
No. Oh, the hi-fi party. That happened.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, that was really fun. I had, like, a necklace of drink tickets.
It brought me back to my days at the pit here at beautiful UBC, actually. What's his name from Team Canada who was playing in the hip-hop room?
Oh, yeah, Raph.
Yeah. He played, like, a straight-up pit set. So any of you who went to UBC know exactly what I'm talking about. And it was great.
And at the end, Arnold Sane and Ned Kelly in the dance room, the room that I was taking care of, were just smashing it.
Really?
So, dude, they were. It was like beautiful. It was like watching like a bird just flying.
That is beautiful.
No, it was amazing.
I left just as they got set up to play again. It was good.
You like? I was just like, oh fuck, like.
No, that's okay.
Okay, fine. I was just like, oh shit.
Yeah. Oh,
I was
darn.
Just like, no, oh, darn it. I was just like, oh, it's late. Like, this party needs to shut down. And I like, went and I'm just like, I can't end this. Like, this is happening right now. I, what am I going to do? I'm not going to tell them.
Great. That's good to hear. here, because both of those guys are born to smash that time of night.
They
you know?
Were destroying.
That's great. That's great. I wish I stayed, but alas, I had to attend to my significant other.
That happens.
But she came. That was fun. Naho doesn't really come to that many of those events. She had a really good time.
She was there, and she seemed like she was stoked.
Yeah. She was stoked.
Cool.
Shouts out to Taylor Burnham, manager of the pit and gallery here, for having us over and making the best Dark and Stormy I've ever drank.
I wish I was there.
Yeah, that evening at his place. If you guys don't know what a Dark and Stormy is, look it up. It's the best drink on the planet.
It's dark rum and ginger beer.
Yeah, but it's got to be Gosling's rum from Bermuda. The ginger beer is interchangeable. And then you throw a little bit of lime juice in there. It's a magic thing. Anyways.
Are you fronting on me? Like, I don't know about Dark and Stormies?
No, I'm not saying you don't know. I'm just telling the people.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to do this. No, I'm not going to do that. I was going to play some Ron McLean talking, but I'll play some music instead. This is Life on Jump Street. Every Tuesday, 8 to 9. You know that because you listen to the show all the time. Zia?
Yo, you guys should call in.
Yeah, give us a call. 604-822-2487. Request a song. Ask what song is playing. Tell me I have a funny voice. Tell me my vocabulary is lacking.
And if anyone brings me a sub or some sort of food to the sub building, is that right now? In the next hour, like while we're here, I will give them the biggest hug.
And Zia smells good right now.
No,
so.
I do. I'm wearing Eternity for Men. Like, it's the best.
Okay. Music time.
Okay.
We'll see you in a bit. Thank you.
horns are smashed.
Oh, yeah. Zulu.
Let me burn in the woods, let me burn in the woods.
Okay, I played long. I gotta hurry up. Zia needs to play music, and I want to hear it. So we're gonna go to some quick ads. Come right back. Life on Jump Street. Bye.
Makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Going to have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, we like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun, though, isn't it?
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
I woke up with your name on my lips.
All right, this is Zia's favorite song. Axel Bowman, Purple Drank. Go pick it up. Go pick up Zia as well. Life on Jump Street.
I woke up with your name on my lips.
I woke up with your name on my lips.
September the 11th, September the 11th, September 11th, September 11th, September 11th, September 11th, September 11th, September 11th,
September 11th, September 11th,
September 11th, September 11th,
September 11th, September 11th, September 11th, September 11th,
September 11th, September 11th, September 11th,
September 11th, September 11th,
September 11th,
September 11th,
September 11th, 2001.
Is so born to smash right now. He was born for the purpose of smashing.
Oh,
to take this opportunity to tell you about an epic party, since this is an epic breakdown. Halloween, high five style at W2. It's on Saturday, what?
What's the date, Gia?
The 30th. It's going to be epic, just like this freaking breakdown and just like Zia here, G. Welcome to the Techno Dome.
I lost my love. I've got a